Ladies and gentlemen, we have a lot to unpack here in episode 141. We will be talking about Bonza Airlines and some unfortunate news for the airline that has only been in service for 15 months. Welcome to a brand new episode. The fate of Australia's newest domestic airline is in the balance after Bonza suspended all its flights the other day and looks for a way to return. And unfortunately, it looks like they will not be returning, as the aircraft that Bonza was leasing have been repossessed by the lessors. At one time, they said that flights have been temporarily suspended and that they are going through some difficult times financially, and unfortunately it looks like Bonza isn't going to be able to return to the skies. It has operated flights through a carrier in Canada by Flair. And it looks like they will not be continuing flying. It's really hard to have any competition because of Virgin Australia and Qantas being the big airlines down there, and it's unfortunate that they are having to go through this. It'd be really cool to see them come out of this and be able to fly again. They never really said anything about not being able, they never said anything about not being able to start back up again, but it's not looking good for the airline. It was just a couple days ago, well, I guess a couple weeks ago, that Bonza started a new route from the Sunshine Coast. And they were looking for ways this year to add more ways to make booking easier. And they were Australia's most punctual airline in February. So it's unfortunate to see Bonza going down the road. It is going down. Like I said, I don't think we're going to see them come back. Seeing as Bonza has collapsed. And it's unfortunate. So I really hope that the employees of the airline can get another job that will help them to be able to support their families, and we'll see what happens. So let's talk about Alaska Airlines, and they still only have one Boeing 737 MAX 8. The airline will deploy the aircraft on more than 130 flights this month. Despite a difficult start of the year, Alaska Airlines has moved forward with operating the 737 MAX 8, the newest aircraft type in its fleet. The carrier took delivery of the first aircraft type on January 4th, just one day before its high-profile door plug incident involving the 737 MAX 9 on a flight from Portland International. The aftermath of the incident has appeared to slow deliveries of the MAX 8. However, it has not prevented the airline from still deploying the aircraft on several routes. Alaska said in January that it is expected to have 5 MAX 8s in its fleet by March, with a total of 8 delivered to the airline by the end of this year, according to CH Aviation. The carrier still only has one example, showing that deliveries are significantly behind schedule. A total of 19 aircraft are on order, although it is unclear how delayed these deliveries will be. The Seattle-based carrier will fly its sole MAX 8 registered as November 810 Alpha Kilo on a total of 133 flights this month, according to aviation data and analytics provider Cirium. Since it is one aircraft, its schedule appears to be quite sporadic. The most flights will be between Seattle, Tacoma International, and John Wayne International, with 62 flight total frequencies. 37 flights will be from Seattle to Santa Ana, while 25 will operate in the return flight. So the other routes the aircraft will fly most are from Portland to SNA and SEA. Both routes have 14 frequencies, but they are only one way, surprisingly, on the return from SNA and SEA. Alaska has the plane scheduled on two frequencies each. Southern California is understandably a larger market for Alaska, as the airline also operates multiple daily frequencies to Los Angeles International Airport, Hollywood Bay Burbank Airport, and Ontario International Airport. Seattle, of course, is the carrier's main hub. So be looking on Flight Radar for that aircraft. Last I looked, it hadn't even been going anywhere. So looks like they're going to be putting on some routes this month. And we will definitely be looking into that. So look forward to a podcast episode coming out where we will discuss more on Bonza. There wasn't a whole lot as far as an article for me to get any data from. This was the article that I was looking at is from a couple days ago before all the chaos really happened. Anyways, this has been episode 141. Thank you for listening. Until next time, fly safe.